And that this book, by presenting the leading edge of common sense talent retention practices, helps you and your company create many long-term good fits in the days ahead. Lee Branham, Lake Quivira, Kansas, March 2000. Introduction. Why you are fighting the war for talent. If you recruit, hire, train, and manage people, you are engaged in fighting the war for talent every day. In fact, you may be feeling battle fatigue. You are tired. Tired of the resignations on short notice. Tired of new hires leaving after only a few days on the job. Tired of spending so much of your time and money on recruitment and on getting new hires up to speed. Tired of the disruptions in customer service created when a key person quits. Tired of asking your other workers to pick up the slack. And tired of the way it feels to be fired by one of your employees. In fact, you may be thinking about quitting yourself. American companies and managers like you will continue to fight the war for talent for at least the next 20 years. Why? Here are some facts. By the year 2008, there will be 161 million jobs, but only 154 million people to fill those jobs, a shortfall of 7 million. Let's just deal with the present. What is the situation today? Each month, more than 13% of workers quit to take other positions. That's more than 1 in 7 workers, compared to 1 in 10 in 1995. The average public company loses half its employees every 4 years. 55% of U.S. employees think often of quitting or plan to quit within a year. The average time required to fill job openings has increased from 41 to 51 days. Companies are typically spending $10,000 to $50,000 to replace and retrain after the loss of a departing employee, when only the tangible costs are added up. More than half of organizations report increasing turnover, and only 9% rate their retention efforts as highly successful. The situation has been created by a set of unprecedented business conditions. These include the widespread employee anxiety, insecurity, and cynicism caused by waves of downsizing, reorganizations, and constant change. The erosion of the old employment contract that offered good employees a reasonable expectation of long-term employment and the mutual loyalty and commitment that went with it. The continuing focus by company executives on achieving short-term economic returns instead of on building longer-term value based on investment in human assets. This has created unprecedented pressure on managers to reduce costs, do more with less, and get more out of fewer people. The disappearance of rungs on career ladders where jobs have been eliminated, further diminishing workers' hopes of internal advancement. The general decline in interest among workers in seeking traditional full-time employment, along with increasing options for self-employment and free agent contracting. In the year 2000, these non-traditional workers accounted for 50% of the professional workforce. A limited and diminishing pool of qualified, available candidates to replace valuable employees when they do leave. So, how are companies responding to these conditions and facts? While 75% of senior executives say that employee retention is a major concern, only 15% have made it a strategic priority in their companies. Instead of investing their time and money in innovative new retention strategies, many companies have adopted a replacement mentality and are spending more money than ever on recruitment, even as their turnover rates continue to increase dramatically. As Dr. John Sullivan, Chief Talent Officer of Agilent Technologies, put it, that is like a doctor deciding to increase the speed of a transfusion when the patient starts bleeding faster. How about you and your company? Try this quick quiz to gauge your own readiness to retain the right people. Grab a pen and write down yes, no, or don't know for each of the following questions. 1. I know how much it costs me every time I lose an employee and have to hire and train a replacement.